councillors call for long-term improvements to bus services. People in Calderdale's rural communities, or who do not have access to a car, need better public transport, particularly buses, councillors heard. Recently, many services have been cut or reduced by bus operators looking to maximise profit, said a senior member of Calderdale Council's cabinet. Contrasting quality services enjoyed, for example, in London with the regions, particularly the north, Councillor Scott Patient, Labour, Luddenden Foot, said, "We've been left behind." A majority of councillors supported Councillor Patient's motion to the full Calderdale Council, calling on councillors to work with West Yorkshire Mayor Tracy Brabin to secure long-term improvements to bus services and urge her to press bus operators to release data on punctuality and cancelled services. Some of Councillor Patient's comments were political and upset Conservative group members who said they otherwise could support the motion's recommendations. Councillor Patient, Cabinet Member for Climate Action, Active Travel and Housing, said, "This is more than just about buses. At heart, it's about equality, public safety, combating loneliness and isolation, and moving towards, hopefully, a greener future. The Victorians knew all about citizens needing public transport to access work, services and leisure. But in 2023, in the midst of climate collapse and a cost of living crisis, the government seems not to." Councillor Stephen Lee, Conservative, Ryburn, said his group always fought for a decent bus network in Calderdale at every opportunity, as the motion said. But he added, We don't need to have all this political stuff that he's throwing in for the sake of it." A Conservative amendment taking out political content was defeated. Loss of early morning and late night buses affected people's ability to get to shift work, many on low pay, said Councillor Helen Riveron, Labour, Ovenden. Councillor Martin Hay, Green, North Arum and Shelf, said, "Privatisation 40 years ago had led to higher prices, lower uses and less reliability." Councillor Paul Bellinger, Liberal Democrat, Greetland and Stainland, said, "We need to win back the trust of people who have given up on services."